The recommended changes in the dog ordinances were presented by Animal Control Director Brian Bellamy and Deputy County Attorney Helen Strawn. Among the comments, Council Member Claudia Metmullen was adamant that the county stop the proliferation of intact dogs, that is, male dogs that are not neutered. The county might either require neutering or they can charge more to license an unneutered dog, but currently the price differential isn't very much, $6 to license a spayed animal and $18 to license one that is not. McMullen said people have various reasons for not neutering their dogs.
It could be that
they think puppies
somebody
paid
$2,000 for a dog and they're going to breed even though they've never bred a dog in their life and frankly never will. It could be that they quote want to show them. And it could be all kinds of reasons.
Some people want to show their children the life cycle.
You want animals sterilized. Generally speaking, that's what you want. Otherwise, you have what we have in this country, which is millions and millions of unwanted animals in shelters, getting euthanized, needing adoption.
Do we have that in this county?
Of course we do.
I mean thousands, not millions. But
thousands in this county. Of course we do. Friends of Animals docks out over 1,000 a year. We've got the our Summit County Animal Shelter. We've got Wasatch County that the Rainbow Gathering just dumped 100 dogs on Wasatch County. This is a huge problem in the country, and we're not exempt.
The council agreed that dogs used in agriculture can be exempted from neutering. That could also apply to legitimate commercial breeders.
Well, they have to be a licensed breeder.
They have to get a business.
They would have to have a business license, right?
So could we
you
make
can't just
it?
Say I'm a breeder could. If I have a mutt that's handsome.
We could put language in there that.
So let's create an exemption.
Properly licensed.
For properly licensed breeders,
mm-hmm.
And for agriculture, that they don't have to be sterilized.
That last comment from Council Chairman Chris Robinson. On a related item, Helen Strawn said agriculture dogs have not had to get a license in the past. They want to change that.
We would like to see that changed so that agricultural dogs are required to be licensed. The reason being is that still require under state law to be vaccinated, and so it would be an easier tracking system if they were licensed, because if they're required to be vaccinated, we would have a license associated with it. We've also had some instances where ag dogs have attacked other dogs or individuals, and then the ag dog runs off.
But Council Member David Ure, a Camas rancher, said there's a practical problem, which can even be fatal when farm dogs wear a license.
You got a collar around their neck and the license hanging down, and they're going through the brush all the time, and they're going through fences all the time. That's how I lost my gigolo dog 4 months ago. Was he hung himself on a fence. And I'm just telling you, that's the trouble with having a license on them. Is they're going through the brush all the time, chasing a cow, a sheep, or whatever it might be, and that's what happens.
Do you know what you do is we tie a license to a microchip.
See, and I'm not against that.
And that way, an ag dog does not have to be wearing its license. It is licensed, but it is chipped.
That from Animal Control Director Bellamy. On another item, the county ordinances allowed dogs to have an electronic collar, but the staff recommended that owners must also have a leash on hand, just in case. Council Member Roger Armstrong said the electronic collars don't always work. In past discussions, the council has favored an option for the off-leash dog areas, where TADs would be required to regulate and educate dog owners. In summary, Chris Robinson said that could be implemented now, but he agreed with Armstrong, who said the real problem is dogs running loose in off-leash areas. To enforce that, the county needs more staffing and funding in animal control. Robinson suggested they take that up with the budget in a couple of months.
I think that we should leave the language in now and pass it. I'm even fine with implementing it now. With no more staff, but we know it's not going to be much different. And then let's have a robust discussion during the budget about the best way to deal with the real problems. The real problem is not the fact that we don't have a tag for the off-leash park areas. The real problem is we have lots of disregard for the law on the leashed required areas. That's the real problem. We're trying to alleviate that by providing more areas And this tag is another way to help pay for those areas and do a little education. But it's not, it's been served up as though it's going to cost a lot of money to enforce.
County Council Chairman Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.